These three areas, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual, when they're combined together, provide their own kind of synergy. They overlap each other, they feed each other, and they contribute to what you might call the heart of the family, the social, the quality of the relationship. And this would involve such things as 12 hugs a day, compliments. In fact, my brother and his wife have had a beautiful practice in their family of giving compliments. Every morning, a different person receives compliments, and it has been a great emotional source of nurturance. Another extremely powerful, social, sharpening the saw is this concept of apologizing, of acknowledging, I was wrong, I made a mistake. You see, what that does is it, in a sense, erases the past and creates a new future. You just kind of learn to forgive and to forget and to move on. Move on in life instead of letting that poison fester and look for evidence to support it. Now, if I were to put into one word the essence of sharpening the saw that embodies all four of these needs, that word would be tradition. Establish traditions. Now, why? Well, think about it. If children and if parents cultivate a tradition that is meaningful to them, then every time they go back to that tradition, it renews the emotional energy that has accumulated over the years. That's what that tradition is. Such as, how do you celebrate birthdays? Can you make that really special? My guess is most people try to do that. And that becomes a tradition, the celebration of a birthday. In fact, in our family, we often call it birth month or birth week, so that there are many events and the kids absolutely love it. And we always decorate the house based upon whose birthday it is. And it makes it special, and it becomes a tradition that has a lot of emotional meaning to people.